A video posted on social media from Mesot on the border with Myanmar. Gunfire so loud, it's clear fighting is very close nearby. Elsewhere, videos show people fleeing towards Thailand, the thump of heavy artillery in the background. Here, the river is relatively easy to cross, an obvious route for those trying to escape the fighting. Overnight, hundreds had left under cover of darkness to be met by the Thai army. Thai media reporting that they'd come under aerial and artillery bombardment. Fighting in the town of Lake Agor broke out last week after the Myanmar military raided the town looking for suspected dissidents. The ethnic Karen National Union that controlled the area are reported to have fought back ferociously. Since then, several thousand people have crossed into Thailand, many with only the clothes on their backs.
I picked up my child and ran immediately across the river. Thai soldiers told us to run fast.
Thai soldiers have allowed the refugees to stay, unlike during clashes earlier in the year when they were pushed back. And Thailand's Prime Minister said provisions have been made for others to come, as more fighting is anticipated along the border.
The Karen in particular have been harbouring formally or informally some of the resistance groups that have been set up to counter the coup. And I think the Myanmar army is going after them with some vigour.
And these are the lucky ones, safe for the moment inside Thailand with basic food and shelter. Across the border, 20,000 more have fled their homes. With fighting intensifying, they too may try to seek sanctuary inside Thailand. Tony Chang, Al Jazeera.